Yeah, and it is really very targeted on the major festivals, the international festivals, and in particular, we've got a rich tradition with the Donegal International Rally, for example, also the Rory Gallagher International Festival, and then festivals then like the more recent years, such as SeaFest, and then obviously the Errigal Arts Festival, which is very much an integral part of our calendar year. So it's embedding a consistent stream of funding from Fáilte Éireann, and I would like to acknowledge them for that support.
And quite timely that this funding has been sanctioned now in January. Most of those festivals who have received the funding take place during the summer, gives them the money to get the preparations well underway in advance.
Yeah, groups, individuals like to plan. They like to know the certainty as to what budgets are available, and certainly this will be of help. And I know like a lot of these groups rely on sponsorship as well, but I think it just gives a good endorsement to the work that's gone on, and ultimately the number of people involved on a voluntary basis around these festivals are the people who drive it, and obviously the communities that support them. So with a great momentum in tourism, positioning ourselves as an integral and central part of the Wild Atlantic Way, and on the back of the likes of the Ballyliffin Irish Open last year, I think we're gaining a good momentum now, and to get these festivals put centre stage in terms of funding is really, really important.